This meeting is now being recorded.
Thank you very much. You beat me to it. I was going to say, can we get the recordings going? But that was fantastic. Thank you very much. My name's Cheryl Langdonore, and I'm one of the co-rapporteurs on this design team, which is focusing on the support organisation and advisory committee accountability work. And we're having our call at 1900 hours on the 11th of August, unless you're me, and then it's 0500 hours on the 12th because I'm a day ahead of you all in Australia. If I could remind you all, the basic administration includes muting of your microphones whilst you are not speaking. It also includes trying to remember to introduce yourselves when you take the microphone, and, of course, all the usual rules of courtesy and time keeping will apply. We have a fairly discussive agenda today. Today's agenda is very much designed for you to interact and talk with each other and come up with what we hope will be the basics of an opinion piece on one very key part of our work. And that is the concept of the Mutual Accountability Roundtable. And to that end, if you are on the Adobe Connect room, if you will use your raising of your hand, which is a little icon you'll find variously around, usually on the left side or the top of your screen, unless you're on a phone, and then it's sometimes on the right-hand side of the screen. If you are just on audio only, if you have only phoned in, could you let us know now? Not hearing anybody. We'll check on that again later. If that's the case, John, are you just on audio?
No, I'm on both.
You're on both. Terrific. I saw your microphone ping and I thought you might just be on the phone. Great. Okay, so that means we can manage our queue from the Adobe Connect room. And I'm going to start off by letting you know we will take our roll call from the listing of attendees at the Adobe Connect room. We've established no one is on the phone only, so that nobody needs to be picked up from there for their attendance. I am unaware of any apologies, but they can be sent to the list if they come in the next few hours. We'll add those as formal apologies. Now, speaking of apologies, here's one from me and Steve and Fasnay. We have interacted and developed our agenda with each other on our email. We had copied in the MSSI staff, assuming that that would be the best way for them to be up to date with what we're doing today and to send it out to the list, and that was the wrong thing for us to do. It won't happen in the future. We will be sending our agenda out directly. So I apologise if you can imagine me down on bended knee. It won't be a pretty picture, but please feel free to imagine that and say so terribly sorry that the agenda did not go out in a timely manner to the list, even though we developed it in a timely manner. We had our wires crossed with the administrivia part of it all. So with that, that's all call admin and roll call over and done with. To some extent, it's also part of the welcome, but I would like to see if either Steve or Fasnay would like to make any opening remarks. Steve, anything from you? He may not be coming off mute. Fasnay?
Hi everyone. No, I don't have any remarks. Just my name is Farzana Baidi from NCUC and CSG. I'm one of the co-rapporteurs for this group. Thanks.
Fantastic. And we're going to put you to work very, very shortly when we get to item four. Stevie, have you managed to unmute at the moment?
Yeah, Cheryl, sorry about that. I was still laughing about you apologizing on one knee, but nothing further to add to that, but thank you.
Thank you. I thought at least some of you who know me well would appreciate that image. Okay. All right. So let's take a brief moment, and I do mean a brief moment. This, by the way, is Cheryl Langdonor for the record, to just review our last call. As far as I know, we had no specific action items that raised out of that call other than to start interacting on the list and to start thinking about where we are in terms of our mandate and our required work. So without ticking off a list of action items, which obviously we will start to develop as we go through these calls, I'd like to open it briefly by just reminding you that at the last call, and anyone who wasn't able to join the call, I trust you've been able to review the transcript and recording, we looked at the basics of where we were out of work stream one in terms of support organisation and advisory committee accountability. And we established that we all understood the baseline of what was going to be our body of work. We also established that whilst we felt it wasn't necessarily a highly complex task, there was going to be to some extent, work we can do sooner and work that will take a little longer. So we probably find ourselves in a situation where we will be trying to report, in other words, have some of our work established and agreed in consensus by us, go through to the CCWG, come out of the CCWG with whatever final iteration happens there and hopefully seek some public comment by both Copenhagen and the following later point meeting. So we will discuss that again a little bit later, time permitting, when we look at our next steps. One thing that has happened since our last call, however, and that is that we have, I believe, with the exception of perhaps only one of the Workstream 2 DTs, had an initial meeting, and so some of you who will have attended other meetings, I've got a lot of noise coming from someone's line. Please try and remember to mute if you're not speaking. You may want to raise anything that occurred to you that is germane to our work here for accountability that you have picked up from the beginning meetings of the other drafting teams. And in particular, you'll note we will be talking about dependencies with other DTs later in the call. Well, that's as much preamble as I want to deal with. Is there anything that anyone would like to either raise now as a likely piece of any other business at the end of the call, or any suggestion of change to the agenda if you have some urgent matter that you want brought forward, shifting a number of agenda item around, etc., now is the time to do it, or, of course, any comment on our brief review of our very minimal work to date. And I'm not seeing anybody's hands come up and no loud intervening noises coming over the audio line. So with that, I am going to suggest that the only business arising from last week's call to get us onto this week's is in fact the next agenda item, which is the discussion and evaluation of the Mutual Accountability Roundtable idea. And I am delighted to not only hand over to Fazano so I can have a sip of my very sweet black coffee, and there is a reason for that, not just the time of day, but also to welcome Willie Curry, who is the author of this concept from our Workstream 1 work, and who many of you who were active in Workstream 1 will remember was one of our valued advisors. So with that, let's pull up the presentation, and I'm going to hand it over to Fazenay. Fazenay, over to you.
Hi, thank you, Cheryl. I have made this presentation just to facilitate the discussion on the idea of mutual accountability roundtable, which was put forward really when he was the CCWG accountability advisor. And I have invited Willie to attend our session to provide us with a rationale of why we need the mutual accountability roundtable, and then we will go into the discussion. Willie, are you? Is it possible for you to take the mic now?
Sure, Fazenay. Hello, everyone. Can you hear me?
Yes, thanks. Yes.
Okay. I just want to make a few kind of opening remarks on the issue of mutual accountability. Workstream 1 really was focused on formal structures of accountability within ICANN, what I would call, on the one hand, vertical accountability, those instruments by which the members hold the board to account, and secondly, what I'd call horizontal accountability, in which various mechanisms are in place to review decisions. These were properly the focus of Workstream 1. And I think what I was thinking with mutual accountability and the idea of a mutual accountability roundtable was really that there's an informal structure of accountability that could be developed. And that is one in which the structures of ICANN, and in particular here the SOs and ACs, hold each other to account through the mechanism of an annual or mutual accountability roundtable. And I think my sense was that there were a lot of issues related to trust and the culture of ICANN as an organization in Workstream 1, which could not really be addressed because the primary focus was on the formal and very important mechanisms of accountability. So in a sense, the idea of mutual accountability is one which could be developed as a way of what you do when it's not a matter of the last resort. How do you create a space within ICANN where minimally the SOs and ACs can meet together with a limited agenda focusing on how they account to each other. So that was just the idea.
Is 4 o'clock too late?
Yeah, okay. Thank you very much. Okay, great. If there are there any questions or any comments and the remarks we just made? Okay, Kavus. Oh, yes, Kavus. Can we unmute Kavus?
Can I
Kavuth, Cheryl here. We see your comment in the chat. Would you like to take the microphone? There you are. We can hear you now.
At the end of that, with a summary of conclusions reached at the round table. I don't want to talk and talk and talk. I have attended many, many round tables during the last many years. It was just a change of views, demonstrations, and formalities. Thank you.
Thank you, Kavuth. As I said in the comments, we actually have that question right at the end of the presentation, which I'm going to make, which is going to be brief. And we will discuss exactly a question that addresses your comment. Thank you.
Farzi, is it okay for me to speak? It's Steve.
Cheryl, just go ahead, Steve. Someone needs to mute as they're dealing in their kitchen, I believe, but Farzi may have lost audio. Go ahead, Steve.
Hey, thank you very much, Cheryl. In the chat, I posted a statement from the Workstream 2 bylaws that we approved as part of the CCWG proposal. And in the bylaws, this group here is trying to tackle the charter of evaluating. The Mutual Accountability Roundtable. And to do that evaluation, we want to understand completely what it could be descriptively and then what it should be normatively. And to react to Rinalia's point, I mean, when Lily was describing it in an email earlier in the CCWG process, there was a suggestion that maybe it could replace the public forum, but that by no means was a prescription. It is not what the bylaws require us to do. Let's just be open-minded about what a mutual accountability roundtable would accomplish, who the audience would be, what the procedures might be. But we have to, before we head down, let's understand to whom the SOs and ACs are accountable in this mutual accountability roundtable. Because, Willie, the previous call, we tried to make it clear that each SO and AC was accountable to the global internet stakeholders that SO and AC was created for. So the commercial stakeholders group has this accountability to the businesses, not registrars and registry, but businesses who register and use internet domain resources. The ALAC is the at-large end user and registrant community. So each of those communities then want to hold the underlying AC and SO accountable to it. And that's what we were thinking when we started setting up our framework for this SO and AC accountability. So I would ask you, when you look at mutual accountability, is that a matter of putting the leaders of the SOs and ACs in a circle to hold each other accountable? Or does it extend from the leaders of an SO and AC to the underlying members outside the circle so that their actions are accountable to that stakeholder group? And I'll stop there, Willie, and give you a chance to expand. And everybody should settle down on replacing the forum. That was merely something Willie put in when he was discussing, generally speaking, what and where it might fit into the IKEA meeting structure. That's not what we're here to talk about yet, okay? Go ahead, Willie.
Yeah, thanks, Steve. And that's certainly the case. That idea was a hypothetical regarding the public forum. But on your question, I would assume that the underlying members or stakeholders in any one SO or AC structure have already a system of holding that structure to account. And that what the roundtable would do would be to provide the leadership of each structure to engage with the others. And on a level which is informal, not necessarily in the same way as the membership would hold the board to account. And you know, Matthew has raised the point of, well, would calling one another to account cause reluctance to attend? I think a lot of attention would have to go into how you create a safe space where people do feel comfortable about raising issues, and perhaps even on a fairly narrow agenda to start with, so that it doesn't descend into a space where people flame and attack each other. So just on Steve's point, it's not necessarily the kind of SOAC accountability back to the global internet community. That is a much more complex question.
Cheryl, before we move on to the next speaker, this is Steve. Could I quickly respond to Willie?
Certainly, Steve, and then what I'll do is take the cue after you. Go ahead.
Hey, thank you. Willie, it's Steve Del Bianco, and an SONAC is accountable to its underlying target community through a function today of these organizational reviews that every several years will examine how effective the AC and SO structure is at representing its underlying community. We discussed in detail the fact that those reviews, well, I guess they haven't been very effective, right? We don't know what it means. It's not defined. It's up to the community to work that out. And we haven't done a good job about that. And we need to work harder on that internal, that AC and SO effectiveness at representing and being accountable to its external community. So turning back to your particular internal view, I'm going to paste into the chat what you and Jan Schulte proposed a little while ago with respect to the way this accountability would work. So I've just pasted that into the chat. And this is the words that you used. And notice I'm not focusing on when and where this would occur, because it's not supposed to replace the public forum. That's why we're not going to talk about that. But I thought it was intriguing that the way you were envisioning this roundtable was that the leaders of the ACs and SOs, along with what you showed here was the board and the CEO of ICANN, would take a single issue and then have, I guess, a best practices discussion about how they, in their constituency, tackle the issue and what they discovered was successful and not successful at being able to bring the underlying community in, understand the issue, and come up with a proposed response. And I think what you positioned it as is by sharing best practice learned. There's an opportunity for the ALAC, for instance, to learn from the mistakes that I made in the commercial stakeholders group, or vice versa, or a chance for the CCNSO to learn about a best practice that really works well in the GNSO. So I put that on the table. Those are the words that you used several months ago when you circulated that, and almost 2 years ago, actually, when that was first circulated. And is that still what we're talking about? Thank you.
Okay, Cheryl, for the record here. Now, I'm going to run this queue, and then we're going to get back to the PowerPoint because we want to perhaps seed even more discussion and interaction, and I know what's coming up on this PowerPoint presentation, so I'm sure you're all keen to get through it. I know I am. Now, Cavus, first of all, is that a new hand or an old hand?
It came up, it's Alan, it came up after mine, so it must be a new hand.
Okay. In that case, we have Alan, and then Greg, and then Cavus. So, Alan, over to you.
Thank you very much. I put my hand up originally when Willie had said that the ACs and SOs are responsible to their community. He assumed that there was already a given, and I don't think that is a given. And in fact, we suggested, I disagree with Steve also, I don't think the organizational reviews really do a good job of doing that at this point or do a job at all. And in fact,
gosh, that's what I said, Alice.
May I continue? Thank you. In fact, the CCWG suggested that we add that as a responsibility to the organizational views, because I don't think they even consider that in some of the cases. So I think we need to do a level set among the whole group as to just where we are right now. Certainly one of the problems that was discussed last week or the last meeting is that in some cases the community we are responsible to is such a small subset of the overall community that it's not clear that we can really say we represent X or even represent the interests of X. So I think we have a fair amount of work to do. In terms of the overall suggestion, I don't think it's at odds at all with the fact that we are accountable to our own community. I think there has to be a level of mutual respect and belief that the other groups are representing their communities if we're going to work together effectively. So I like the original concept. I'm not quite sure of the implementation. Thank you.
Thank you, Alan. Show us the record. And indeed, if we were sure about all of that at this early stage, we'd be reporting in Hyderabad and wrapping this up very, very quickly. Greg, over to you.
Let's do that.
Not hearing you, Greg. Can you check you're not muted?
Sorry, I was muted by the unseen hand, not myself, for being obstreperous. In any case, you know, this concerns me on a number of levels. First, I think, it's already been said by Alan, but Willie essentially assumed away a large part of what I think this group was put together to deal with, which is accountability of SOs and ACs to their community, both those who are active and members and those who are not active but essentially being represented by or free riding on or both those who are active, and to assume that any, let alone all, of the SOs and ACs have solved the accountability problem would be to assume entirely too much. It's kind of like assuming that we've now achieved personal space travel. It does not happen. There's all kinds of informal accountability, and there's, you know, rough and ready accountability. People get elected or not elected. People get held to account in the ways that, you know, organic groups hold each other to account. But are there structures or methods or anything like that? Not that I'm aware of. If that's not our job, if all, then I think that you know, calls into question a large part of what this group was brought together in my mind to do. The idea that SOs and ACs are accountable to each other, I guess in a community sense there is mutual accountability, because we're all part of a larger community. But the idea, to my mind, accountability is one side of a coin, the other side of that coin is oversight. And there's, to my mind, creating a kind of everyone, you know, is looking over everybody else's shoulder system and formalizing that. Kind of, to my mind, you know, it starts sounding like a prison where you've got certain of the prisoners who are assigned to be trustees and see who else is screwing up. It sounds to me kind of like a very difficult situation, even though it was described as a safe space. And sharing best practices might be a safe space, and indeed, you know, I've seen that chairs of organizations are already getting together and, you know, talking about you know, what they're doing, and that's certainly a space and group that should be better structured. I'm not sure whether it's an accountability issue. We have to think about what accountability is, and is sharing best practices. I'm not sure that's even really within our remit. It's a good idea, and I think discussions have actually started in some other places on something along those lines, but I don't see why that's our job. So I think we need to think about the shape of the table, so to speak, which is, you know, what are we here for, and what is this trying to accomplish, and what would it be like to live under such a regime? Thank you.
Thank you very much, Greg. And any psychology student, basically at a 101 level, knows how some of those incarceration experiments worked out. So perhaps we don't want to go too far down that track. Well, maybe we do. Who knows? Caboose, over to you, and then we're getting back to our presentation. And
yes,
hopefully.
First of all, either we talk about mutual accountability, that means each community is mutually accountable to other communities. This is one issue. The other issue is that a community, a SO or AC is accountable to its community. There are two different things. As far as the mutual accountability of communities with respect to each other, I have no difficulty. You have round table, provided that you have some sort of discussions, and after have some conclusions to make it clear any shortcoming, any difficulty to address the issue of mutual accountability. This is adaptable. With respect to the accountability of each SO and AC with respect to their community, it is very difficult. I don't know, for instance, how a judge is accountable to all communities composing, consisting of judges. We representatives in the judge, we are responsible and accountable to our own government. We are not accountable to any other government. This is a specific situation in the GAC that should be addressed, and I have raised it at CCWD several times. So the idea may be good, but the implementation has serious difficulties and problems. I don't see why we need such additional process or additional steps. However, once again, mutual accountability between all communities, all SO and AC, I have no problem if we have criteria, if we have the way of implementation. Accountability with respect to the community, I don't think that you can establish that. I don't think that ADAC could establish any accountability with respect to the 4 million people from which the ADAC is composed. It is very difficult. We should be very careful, and we should not add additional implementation if any makes any problems. The last point I have made, I am opposed, strongly opposed, the chair of SO and AC getting together and talking and concluding on something. They are not representatives of the entire thing. Such delegation of authority has not been given to them because it depends on the subject. And if, for instance, in GAC, we have to do something, we have to discuss it in GAC, and we have to have by consensus agree that the chair of the GAC represents us in any such round table. It is very difficult. Implementation is absolutely impractical. Thank you.
Thank you, Kubus. So, as we can tell, we are looking forward, and I certainly am looking forward, to a hale and hearty discourse on not only our review and discussion on the Mutual Accountability Roundtable concept, but on a number of things to do with the accountability rationale that was a recommendation out of Workstream 1. And to set the stage a little further on this, I'm going to take it back to Fazine and continue on with our PowerPoint. Over to you, please, Fazine.
Thank you, Cheryl Farzan Abadi, for the record. So the slides are based on Willie's recommendation, and I have drafted a couple of questions just for discussion. So the recommended format is that the roundtable meets once a year. It's a roundtable and comprises of the board, CEO, and all supporting organization advisory committees who are represented by their chairperson. And then a chairperson will be designated by the roundtable, and SO and AC represented by their chairperson. And then there's the other thing is the roundtable topics, which stipulates that each roundtable may pick one or two key topics to examine, and then each participant could give an account of could give an account of how his or her constituency addressed the issue, indicating what worked and didn't work. And then this could be followed by a discussion on how to improve matters of enforcement performance. So the question and discussion, one of the questions is mutual accountability roundtable a viable option, which we can discuss, and then we can go over on the format and on the topic and discuss the mutual accountability roundtable as a whole. But I would like to put forward this a question if it's a viable option.
Thank you, Fazine. And
yes, I can see how this is.
Great. I was going to ask, is Cavusa's hand up, I believe. It isn't an old hand, this is a new hand. Cavusa, over to you. I assume you will be responding to the question that Fazine has posted to the group at the end of this session of presentation, and that is specifically, is mutual accountability roundtable a viable option? And while you're speaking, I'm looking forward to having other hands come up so we can hear a variety of opinions. Over to you, Cavusa. Not hearing you. You may still be muted. Okay, well, assuming everyone can still hear me, Cheryl Langdon-Orr for the record, whilst Cavusa looks at working with staff perhaps to solve the audio problem, let's pose that question to everybody. Is mutual accountability roundtable a viable option? If you've put something into the chat, please do feel free to also put it onto the audio record. It does make it easier for people when they are reviewing it. Just looking at some of the things in chat, I see John has just made a statement in chat. Could I encourage you to take the microphone, John, and speak to your point? John, followed by Steve, and then I think I saw Alan's hand briefly. But put your hands up while John's ahead. We can hear you fine. Go ahead.
Okay, I think you can hear me. So as I put in the chat, the mutual accountability roundtable could be a wonderful thing. It's hard to discern whether that's the case and the specifics of how it should be set up until we say what it is we're trying to solve with the mutual accountability roundtable. Depending on what that problem statement is, the specifics would be very different. If it's to improve best practices of accountability in the ICANN SOs and ACs, you'd set it up differently than if it was to be an organization that accredits that all the SOs and ACs are serving accountable to, which would be different again than if the problem it was trying to solve is a roundtable which was set up to allow the SOs and ACs present their progress and accountability. And so I'm not adverse to it, but before we try to work out specifics, it might be nice to have a fit somewhere to aim for.
Thank you very much, John, and wise words as ever from you. Let's go to Alan and then Steve, and then if it's Cavusa's hand still up, we'll go to him. Go ahead, Alan.
Thank you. The question of viability really comes down to partly what John has been saying of what are we trying to achieve and what problem are we trying to solve. When I look at saying bring together all the chairs of the ACs and SOs, it doesn't necessarily cover, as Greg was implying or Steve was implying, the specifics of the business or the intellectual property constituency. If you bring all of the chairs of the subgroups into it, it now becomes a group of 45 people. So that becomes impractical in a different sense. And if it's just the 7 ACs and SOs, other than things that are directly related to the kind of discussion we've been having of accountability of the board, in many cases, there's few common ties between all of them. The interests are very diverse. There are subsets that gather together to discuss particular things, but I'm not sure how crucial or important or relevant is a discussion among all of them about accountability type issues, because they come in such different flavors. Thank you.
Thank you, Alan. Cheryl, for the record. Moving now to Steve, and then hopefully Cavus will have his audio issue solved. Steve, over to you.
Hey, thanks, Cheryl. Steve Del Bianco. From slide 3, and it corresponds with what Willie circulated 2 years ago, it strikes me that he positioned a goal for these mutually accountability roundtables, but he did not state that it was solving a particular problem. So it's just as relevant to evaluate an idea upon its stated goal as it is to evaluate an idea by starting with what problem are you solving. So the goal, as simply stated on slide 3, is to improve performance of the SOs and ACs by giving an account of how the constituency addressed the issue, indicating what worked and did not work. That's on slide 3, and it's the same thing Willie put in an email 2 years ago. So I would ask, let's be a little bit generous and not require the definition of a problem statement, but suggest that our goal is to improve SO and AC accountability. I don't think there's any doubt about that. The bylaws even require us to do that. And that the immediate discussion is on evaluating mutually accountability roundtables as a potential tactic that would improve performance by sharing discussions of what worked and didn't work. And I'm quoting Willie on that. So with that, it's worthy to continue the discussion, but I personally cannot evaluate whether it would improve performance without having a better understanding of what might come up. And in other words, it's almost as if it's something we ought to try before we're asked to buy. Thanks, Cheryl.
Thank you very much, Steve. I'm going to try for Cavus now, but I see Greg has raised his hand, and I may move to you, Greg, if Cavus's microphone is still not working for us. Cavus? Cavus, we're still not hearing you. Go ahead, Cavus. I see your microphone seemed to be active just then.
Hello, excuse me. Are you calling me?
Cavus, we can hear you. Your hand is up. Did you want to say something about...
Go ahead
then, please.
Excuse me. Until we don't know the usefulness of this round table, I am not in agreement to put it in a formal way. Getting seven people or seven head of the seven SOAC together and discussing something without having any delegation of authority, I don't think that is useful. They can get together, they can have a coffee, they can have a tea, they can discuss anything they want from politics to commerce and so on and so forth, but is not useful. The idea was not properly mentioned, and I request distinguished colleagues not insist on the ideas of 2 years ago, or distinguished chair not to insist the idea. We need to see what is the purpose, what is the usefulness, and what is the output, and how is composed, and how we implement the output. This is very, very important. And I don't think that we have to create another step here. This is totally unnecessary. We are not yet convinced that this is necessary unless we know the results. We have all steps, and that is almost sufficient. But nothing prevents the people to get together and to have coffee and tea and discuss whatever they wish. And then they come to the meeting and express their views to their community, and it is up to community that says yes and no. But we don't want that the head of the SOAC decides anything on behalf of the people in the name of the round table. Thank you.
Your points are noted, Cavus, and thank you very much. Going to Greg now.
Thanks, Greg Shatton again. I think we're kind of, this is way ahead of where we are and should be. We have, putting aside the question of SOAC accountability to their members and to other members of their SO who may not be part of their constituency stakeholder group, for those that are split up that way, which is, I think, still a huge part of the discussion here. But putting that aside, even if we talk about the concept here, we haven't established in any way that there is such a thing as mutual accountability or what it means and how it might work and how that accountability from one SO or AC to another or one SO or AC to the community of all SOs and ACs or to the global internet community or to the any other community, we don't, that's completely blank to me. And so, you know, we're creating, this is like building your garage for a vehicle you haven't seen yet. You don't know if it's a race car, a tank, or a plane. And so I think from a design point of view, I think we actually do need more than a problem statement. We don't even know what the problem is yet, much less what solutions there might be, and, you know, whether this is in any way related to either the problem or the solutions. You know, I think that this might be a very interesting thing to discuss or completely irrelevant, but there's a whole set of discussions about accountability conceptually and practically within the ICANN community, and that really need to be discussed before we know whether this is at all meaningful. Thank you.
Thank you, Greg. And I can't imagine a better segue to our next agenda item, actually, which, of course, is our a discussion on our work plan and where we should go. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Cheryl Langdonor for The Record, and I want to remind you all that, of course, this is simply the very, very beginnings of our conversation. And this is a topic to get us started. It is a topic we need to deal with, and that is to look at, to discuss, and to evaluate whether or not, indeed, the concept of such a thing as a mutual accountability roundtable would be of any use in our construction, which is a much larger construction, of looking at advisory committee and support organisation accountability. Now, amongst the chat that I was reading during the call, I've seen a tendency to say this concept of a mutual accountability roundtable may or may not be the thing, but we don't know what it is that needs to be actually done yet. What we need to do is to take a step earlier on in the process and to either fairly formally or fairly informally start to identify what each of us believes would be resulting in a externally viewed and internally trusted construction or framework whereby the component parts of ICANN, the ACs and the SOs, could deem themselves running in an accountable fashion. Notice I didn't say to whom they were accountable. That's a conversation you need to have as well. With that fairly broad wrapping up of where I think we are in our conversations, I'm going to ask that we actually put on hold the answering of the question on question, I think, slide, I think it was 5, where Fazanay asks, do we or do we not think a mutual accountability roundtable is an answer? Because it seems to have a reasonable amount of support that we need to spend far more time framing the question. However, I will remind you that we have to come to answer that question as it is articulated in part of our job description. So we will have to come back on it. Now,
as much as I enjoy all the metaphors that have been shared today, what we are looking at is almost a green field. I'm going to put my metaphor in. Don't necessarily come to these conversations with a firm accept or reject of a particular model. Let's do some lateral thinking. If you think you've got a concept, share it with us. Let's make sure we respect all the concepts put forward, test them, run them through some hypotheticals. Some will make the end cut to go to the CCWG as a suggested framework or proposal. Some will not. And that's okay. That is what a bottom-up development of something should look like. So, being mindful of the time, this takes us very much into next steps. Now, I'm going to ask staff to make sure they capture the chat, which I'm sure they always will do, but particularly I thought there's been so much good interaction on today's chat. I don't want to lengthen our meeting by reading it all to the record, but I do think we should make sure we capture that chat and that we share it as part of our meeting outcomes to the list. I'm also going to suggest to you that as part of our work plan, we look to being able to perhaps be able to report back in, shall we say, 2 if not 3 weeks to the CCWG some sort of progression on the identification of what we mean by AC and SO accountability. So what I'm looking for is perhaps the generation of a document that is going to be able to be edited by all of you. I'm happy to make sure that anything that goes to purely email list traffic is also copied to a wiki copy. I don't think it matters if you want to use a Google Doc or any other form of framework. Let's decide what sort of share editing process you'd like to operate with, and then just get on with the job. And if it means that we have to use one or two of them to suit everybody, that's okay, but we will have the wiki as the ultimate repository of our outcome. So to that end, I'd like to make sure that each and every one of the members, the active member participants, but also welcome any of the observers who want to get into this and make a considerable and significant contribution to the structure that we're going to hopefully be coming up with. And by structure, I should probably use the word framework as a proposed set of concepts to give the CCWG to consider. It would be nice if we could say we were at least an early, if not highly progressed stage of our drafting in the next 2 to 3 weeks. So a lot of online interaction, as robust and as rewarding as today's call will be, is going to be something I'm sure that all of us will be calling for. I also want to reassure people that, and we'll put this up on our wiki space, one of the mechanisms of operations that this DT should be running under is one that's now well established in a number of PDP or non-PDP work groups throughout ICANN, and that is the very good practice, and I like good and best practices, by the way, that says we never decide any one thing at any one meeting. We always have any notes taken, any outcomes developed, any supposed consensus or objectives agreed to are captured. Then they have a copy to the list, so people who were not at any particular call have a good opportunity to have their interaction and commentary, if indeed any comes. And then at one of our future meetings, there will always be a second and possibly third, and I don't mind if it even goes more than 3 readings on anything. If we stick to that as a general rule, it should mean that it's okay to change your mind, it's okay to be influenced by other people, and it's okay to come up with new concepts. you don't have to pack everything into our 60-minute calls. Ladies and gentlemen, can I ask, does anybody object to us getting started with some concept work? If one of you wants to do a white paper on something, that's okay too, and start putting things to the list and capturing them as well onto a shared space on the wiki, but you can let us know on the list what other sorts of tools you might be interested in using. And if I don't see any objections, I'm going to assume that that is a good way forward. Caboose, you're objecting to mutual development of commentary and concept and the use of mailing lists. Is that correct? Go ahead, Caboose.
Hello?
Yes, we can hear you.
Can I make it? Okay. Thank you very much. You have not taken any position. It's very good. I think the best way would be, at least if possible, a short document be produced, taking into account of the subject and comments made in the chat. And we need to know the purpose, composition, output, and the status of this. And we have to clearly mention the two issues, the mutual accountability with respect to each community to each other, and accountability of a community with respect to the composing countries or issues of those. Because these are the two different issues, and we have to really have that one. And then after that, we try to make comment on that and have something. The idea is not sufficiently mature. It may be good, but we need to have an idea that whether it has some merit to do that. We don't want to add another steps without any output. So we need to have output. Once again, I strongly oppose that the chair of the any constituency or any
Caboose, thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Caboose. Before you step on your soapbox, I want to thank you for being absolutely supportive of the proposed way forward of us working on a structural document or framework. And we will get started on that and hopefully have at least a progress report to give back to the CCWG in the next 21 days. So that means getting onto that fairly shortly. The rapporteurs will undertake to make sure some of the materials we have observed here today are appropriately captured and put as just thought pieces, if nothing else, onto a wiki page and copied to our list. But please, if you have some suggestions, if you have some thoughts, put them to the list. Make sure you have edit rights to the wiki. If you don't, staff will be able to assist you with that. That's the MSSI staff will be able to assist you with that. And let's get this ball rolling. Well, that's enough metaphors for the day from me. I believe that today we have started, I think, in a very firm footing. One thing, if I could prevail upon Willie, having listened to our discussions today on the Mutual Accountability Roundtable concept, I wonder if there's anything you might like to put together or contribute to help us, perhaps even on a purely hypothetical scenario system, understand more accurately and completely what it was that you envisaged, or indeed, if your vision of what our Mutual Accountability Roundtable format as captured on slide 3 may in fact mean now, recognising that this is a concept that we do need to review and discuss. But it may be, Willie, if you have the time, we would very much value some additional input from you. And I'll ask Fazenay to work and Steve and I to work directly with you on that in the next week or so as well. We will be meeting next week. If memory serves, that will be an 0500 UTC call. So we are sharing the pain, ladies and gentlemen. We are rotating through the three available call times.
I want to thank each and every one of you today for what I think is a great beginning of discussion, because this all has to come from you. We work out what we can mutually agree, and then we have to get it out to the CCWG, where it'll all be pulled apart and revisioned anyway. So this isn't an end game, it's a beginning. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you, staff, for your support. Please make sure we capture the chat, and if you have been joining us at a particularly unfriendly time, I, as an Australian in the Antipodes, which is nearly always an unfriendly time for ICANN calls, do empathise with you, but hopefully next call at 0500 UTC will be able to suit at least some of you. Thank you. Call ended, and bye for now.